Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis, Sanhedrin 12. On today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the reasons for why a court would decide to make a leap year, why the Bezin would make a leap year. And the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Eim Ma'abrin Es Hashana Mipnei HaTumah, that the Tanakhama is of the opinion, we do not make a leap year on account of ritual impurity. Meaning to say, why would there be ritual impurity? Rashi explains that the entire community becomes Tameh, because perhaps they expect the Nasi to die, and the entire community has to go to the funeral, or because it's right before Pesach and we're concerned that the community will not be able to become Tahor in time to bring the Korban Pesach. And so for all of these reasons, we're concerned that the Paschal Lamb will not be able to be brought in a state of ritual purity. Still, the Tanakhama says we do not declare a leap year. And the reason is, explains Rashi and the Gemara, because the Tanakhama is of the position that you can bring a Korban Pesach in a state of ritual impurity. And so therefore, there is no concern. There's no reason to add a month to make another other and thereby delay the calendar and allow everybody to become Tahor, because there's no benefit out of it, because you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach in a state of ritual impurity. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the case, that we should make a leap year. We should allow everybody to become Tahor. And Rabbi Yehuda cites as his reasoning the incident with Chizkiah Melch Yehuda, who made a leap year. And the reason why he made a leap year is Mipnei HaTumah, is on account of ritual impurity. And he sought mercy for himself from Hashem for having done this action. So the Gemara then cites, in addition to the opinion of Tanakhama, in addition to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara cites the position of Rabbi Shimon, and he says that the reason why Chizkiah sought mercy for himself was not because he made the leap year, but because he did it Nisan bin Nisan, that he was Ma'aber Nisan bin Nisan, which the Gemara is going to explain that this means that he added the extra leap year on the last day of Adar, which he wasn't supposed to do. Comes along a final opinion, which is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, and he says, no, the problem was, the reason why he asked for mercy was because he convinced the children of Israel to bring a Korban Pesach Sheni, which they didn't have to do. He told them to bring it the next month in Nisan Beis, but they didn't have to do that because they were able to bring in a state of ritual impurity. The Gemara analyzes the position of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara has a suggestion. The Gemara is in the end going to change what Rabbi Yehuda says, but the Gemara's suggestion is that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that we're allowed to make a leap year is because he says even though you could bring the carbon in the state of ritual impurity, that is just dechuya, meaning to say that's not a good way to do it. That you, yes, you can bring it in a state of ritual impurity, but that's not the proper way to do the mitzvah. The proper way to do it is hutra, only in a state where it's totally permitted, where everybody is really tahor. So to bring it in a state of ritual impurity is problematic. So that is to say, even though the mitzvah is possible to be done that way, we're better off, according to this Havamina, according to the initial approach of the Gemara, to wait a month, to add a month to the calendar and bring it where everybody is in a state of ritual purity. So, according to this approach, the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that a mitzvah is better to wait and do it right rather than do it immediately and do it in a state of ritual impurity, do it in a state where it's not as good. There is this fundamental tension between how do we do a mitzvah? Do we say that the most important thing is zrizim makdimim mitzvos, that we should rush to do the mitzvah as soon as possible, or do we say we should do the mitzvah in as beautiful as way as possible, hiddur, even if it means to wait? You know, we see this tension every Shabbos morning. Do we go to a minyan that's earlier and earlier on Shabbos, right when we get up, maybe at sunrise, or do we wait and go a little later in the day and maybe a better minyan, which is more beautiful and the prayers are said with even more kavana? So there, Shavus Yaakov raises this question where there was somebody brought an esrog to shul on Shabbos, on Yontif, and not on Shabbos, on Sukkot, and they wanted to make the mitzvah. However, the reality was that the esrog was shvach. It was not a great esrog, and even though it was kosher, it was not the perfect esrog. But if they would have waited, then there would be better. They would do it the proper way. And so the Shavus Yaakov cites our Gemara here and says, no, you're better off to wait to do the mitzvah the right way with the most beautiful esrog, even if it means waiting a couple of hours in order for the better esrog to come. So too, the Shavus Yaakov cites as the source for his idea that you're better off waiting and doing the mitzvah right than rushing into it and getting it over quicker, but doing it right away is the discussion of the Trumas Hadesh and Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin as it relates to the idea of doing the blessing of Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is the blessing that we make on the moon when it is when it's seen after the third day of the month. It is a practice of making a blessing on the moon, and so the Trumas Hadesh discusses a situation where is it better to recite the blessing on Kiddush Levana during the week when we're not wearing our Shabbos clothes, but we're sure that we're seeing it, and so therefore we should recite it as soon as possible, as soon as we can see really the moon? Or is it better to wait till Motzi Shabbos when everybody's wearing beautiful clothes and do it Saturday night after the Avdolah, when everybody is gathered together as a community and we can really put our heart and soul into that blessing? And so there's differences of opinion about this, but the Trumas Hadesh rules and the Shavuos Yaakov follows him and says better off to do the mitzvah the right way than to do it quickly. And so therefore wait till Motzi Shabbos, do it on Saturday night, wear your beautiful clothing when you do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, do it in the right way, even if it's not the earliest time to do it.